A former archaeologist for the State Parks Department has expressed concerns that the agency wasn't careful when it came to working on a number of cabins and trails, and he believes that has caused considerable damage, including to one site that is 12,000 years old. In response to that story, four Native American lawmakers sent a letter yesterday to Attorney General Mark Brnovich and the acting U.S. Attorney for Arizona, Elizabeth Strange, calling for a criminal investigation and the immediate firing of Parks Director Sue Black. Craig Harris with the Arizona Republic has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
So let's start with this archaeologist who used to work for the State Parks Department. Tell us a little bit about him and what he's claiming here.
Well, Dr. Will Russell, from all the accounts that I've had, is a very well-respected archaeologist. He got his PhD from Arizona State University. Very well-respected in his field and also from folks around the state. He had raised numerous concerns that Sue Black, the parks director, and other folks at parks were destroying Native American archaeological sites in order to build trails, to build cabins, and basically to make money. And when he raised those concerns, he was shut down.
So this is not the first complaint against Sue Black. Remind us a little bit of the history that you've been reporting on for quite some time here.
Well, the other complaints involving – this has triggered a fourth investigation against Director Black. The other investigations dealt with how she treated employees. She's been accused of berating them in front of staff, by mistreating them, by showing up drunk at parks functions outside of the office. And, you know, the state found twice that she mistreated employees, but the only discipline that Governor Ducey gave her was to have an agent – to have another – official in his office talk to her and to treat people better. This one is a little bit more serious in that you actually have a person alleging that she broke the law. All the other allegations were that she just was a bad boss. This is actually that she and her deputy, Jim Keegan, are being accused of breaking the law and committing potentially felonies. And what you have now is you have four Native American legislators, and they're all Democrats, so they're in the minority party, are calling for her firing. So, you know, typically when someone's in the minority party and they ask a governor in the majority party to do something, it doesn't go much. But these four legislators also have a great deal of clout in their tribes, and so that makes a big difference.
Craig, you wrote in your piece in the paper that Sue Black did not respond to your questions. She didn't call you back and didn't pick up her phone. Have you heard anything maybe from the governor's office about how seriously they may or may not be taking this call from the four state lawmakers?
Well, I tried to call the governor's office yesterday and they had no comment. I then talked to Daniel Scarpinato, who used to be the governor's spokesman, who's now on his campaign staff. And Daniel said this wasn't a campaign issue. And so, therefore, they had no comment. Mm-hmm. And what's surprising about that is the governor's campaign staff has made it a huge issue of who David Garcia has employed on his campaign and raised issues about some questionable decisions that Mr. Garcia has made. And yet when you try to ask the Ducey campaign about people that the governor has put into positions of power, they don't want to talk about it. So hopefully I can talk and ask the governor about that today and another event that I'm going to and see what he has to say. But so far, he has steadfastly stood behind Sue Black and has applauded her for making a lot of money for the Parks Department. And he also notes that she has won a national award for having one of the best state parks programs in the country.
Craig, I wonder, you mentioned the politics around this, but tell us a little bit more about the sites involved here. Like, is there any repairing these? Is there any, like, paper trail that would prove that this was intentionally done, that they knew that this was a 12,000-year-old site, for example, and still went ahead and destroyed it?
Well, Dr. Russell provided me with hundreds upon hundreds of documents that he gave me that left a massive paper trail, and he copied numerous people within the agency and copied numerous people outside the agency. And when he raised the issue with tribes and when he raised the issue with federal agencies, he alleges that Sue Black stormed into his office and threatened to hit him, yelled at him, and then the deputy director, Jim Keegan, then forced him to sign a letter of apology he didn't write to retract his concerns. So Dr. Russell, who made these accusations, has a massive paper trail that he has provided me, and they typically are their public records. Most of them are emails, they're documents that he raised numerous concerns. So this isn't an issue of a he said, she said. This is someone who was meticulous in documenting every single issue that he had and that went to the top at Parks and went to other agencies. And in his words, nothing was done. And what's curious is the governor's office put a interim deputy director over at Parks for the summer. His name is Brett Park, no pun intended. And he raised similar concerns. Shortly after he raised similar concerns, he got transferred back to the Department of Environmental Quality. So another person who was totally objective raised some of the same issues. After he raised those issues, he got kicked back to another agency. So there does seem to be some curious happenings going on at state parks.
All right. Lots to watch for there. That's Craig Harris with the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks as always.
Allie, thanks a lot for having me on.